Now we're going to cantrip like it's 1999. Written by Darth Jamtart and read by Corey Cuthonia. Rated for general audiences and no archive warnings apply. For the fandom of Scholomance by Naomi Novik and the character of Gwen Higgins. The library doesn't generally provide a lot of mundane fiction options. There's not much call for light reading among Scholomance students, even the ones who aren't clawing it out for valedictorian. It takes Gwen 6 weeks of fervent wishing her first year, asking and asking and pleading, until the library grudgingly offers her an omnibus edition of Tolkien's Lord of the Rings. And then, a few weeks later, to go along with her new syllabus, the Silmarillion, and other related texts. Intro to Conlangs is just two students that term. Gwen, who hadn't realized that singing a few verses of elvish songs would make the school think she was serious about learning Sindarin, and Noah, an American freshman who was mostly fluent in Klingon before his bar mitzvah. Sindarin isn't too bad. It's loosely related to Welsh, and now Gwen is free to sing at Elbereth Githoniel as much as she wants. The only downside is that their spells are useless for trading purposes. No one else in the school knows or wants to learn Sindarin or Klingon, or any other conlang for that matter. The one other student who would have been an intro to conlangs didn't last 3 days, so no one ever got to hear any spells in Eunoia. Of course, there aren't many existing spells written in Sindarin, and Gwen's affinity hums and lilts all around her, beckoning her to sing a new spell. By the end of freshman year, it seems like every song is just waiting to be transformed, every note tripping over itself to do more than just make music. As if that wouldn't be enough, Gwen thinks. She's lousy at trading anyway. Can't just not heal a fellow student who's had a run-in with the Maul, or an accident in alchemy lab. "If you want to be my cantrip," she sings over Sophie's burnt hand, "you gotta go heal my friends. Mana is forever, show me how it mends." She draws out the last note, the burn fading. "I had that song stuck in my head forever last year," Sophie says, and Gwen wrinkles her nose. "Me too, and I don't even like the Spice Girls that much. But there's no radio station that plays musicals anywhere near me." Sophie brightens. "I heard there was going to be a new Broadway musical based on Footloose last year." She wilts a little. "I hope I get to see it someday." "I hope you do too," Gwen tells her, and sings the hope after her as they part. "Luck be a lady tonight." A wish and a song and a spell. As much as she can muster. The end.